So why should someone say that to love Abu Hanifa is a mark of the Sunnah of Ahlus Sunnah? Well, because Abu Hanifa represents Ahlus Sunnah. He represents the defense of Ahlus Sunnah. He represents the mazahib of Ahlus Sunnah. He represents the fiqh of Ahlus Sunnah. He represents the whole, so much Ahlus Sunnah, that to love him means that you love all this background, that you follow all this background. And so it is a mark of someone's Sunni character to love not only Abu Hanifa, but also Malik, Al-Shafi'i, and Ahmad. The Prophet ﷺ said, as related from Abu Huraira, who was sitting with him, when Suratul Jumu'ah came to the Prophet ﷺ, and the verse was read, وَآخَرِينَ مِنْهُمْ لَمَّا يَلْحَقُوا بِهِمْ, others who did not yet catch up with the Muslim community. Yani they will come. They will be part of it, but they are not yet part of it. Or they were not originally with the first and the foremost, or the Arabs that entered the Ummah, but they will come later. They are foreigners. Abu Huraira said, who are they, O Messenger of Allah? Man hum ya Rasulallah? And he asked him three times. And Salman al-Farisi was there, and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam then said, he put his hand on Salman, and he said, لو كان الإيمان, if Iman were عند الثريا, in Thuraya, in the Pleiades, in the group of stars known as the Pleiades in the sky, said, if Iman was all the way there, yani light years away, then you want to get Iman. He said, لَنَالَهُ رِجَالٌ أَوْ رَجُلٌ مِنْ هَؤُلَاء. Put his hand on Salman. Salman came from where? From Persia. And he said, one man or several men from these people, the Persians, would go to get Iman wherever it is. You know, because they are so, their himmah is so high. They have such high spiritual energy that they will leave no stone unturned, and they will make every effort and reach Iman. And in another narration of the same hadith, لَوْ كَانَ الدِّينُ عِنْدَ ثُرَيَّ, if religion were all the way in the Pleiades, لَذَهَبَ بِهِ رَجُلٌ مِّنْ فَارِسٍ. Prophet ﷺ, in that version, he says explicitly, from Persia. A man from Persia will go and get it. And in another narration also, لَوْ كَانَ الْعِلْمُ بِالثُرَيَّ, if the knowledge. So he said, if Iman were at the Thuraya, if Deen were at the Thuraya, if knowledge were at the Thuraya, then لَتَنَاوَلَهُ أُنَاسٌ مِّنْ أَبْنَاءِ فَارِسٍ. And people from Persia, and Imam Abu Hanifa, he came from Persia, so Mulla Ali al-Qari and many others of the earlier Imams of the Hanafi Mazhab, and others of other, not just the Hanafi Mazhab, they said, there is an ishara, a sign, allusion, an allusion in this hadith to Imam Abu Hanifa radiallahu anhu. That Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is saying, there will become a man, there will be someone from that those people, from the people of Persia, who is going to do work. It is like going to the stars in the sky, like a space travel, and bring back not dust from the moon or pictures of Mars. No, he will bring back Iman, he will bring back Deen, he will clarify it. He's not a prophet, but he's someone who clarifies it, who makes it clear and understandable. And this is the job of the ulama. Al-ulama, as we said, al-ulama warathatul anbiya. And so Imam Abu Hanifa, they considered that there was an ishara or an allusion to him in that noble hadith. Imam Abu Hanifa also, among the four imams of the four Sunni schools, is the only one who is a tabi'i. This is a great honor, because Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, خَيْرُ الْقُرُونِ قَرْنِي, the best of all centuries is my century, the one that I live in, and my companions. ثُمَّ الَّذِينَ يَلُونَهُمْ those that come after them, then those that come after them, and then after that, he said, lying will spread. So those that come after the companions are the tabi'een. So they are second only to the companions in goodness. So their level is very high. And Imam Abu Hanifa is one of them. What is the definition of Sahabi? What is the definition of Tabi'i? Definition of Sahabi, one who saw Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam and believed in him at that time and died as a believer. Definition of Tabi'i, same thing. One who saw someone who saw Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as a Muslim and died as a Muslim. Okay? So these two conditions, in addition to sight, are important to remember. Not just sight, and not delayed belief, but sight and belief at the same time, together with belief at the time of death, that is what makes, that fulfills the criterion here. And so if the one seen is Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then the one seeing is Sahabi. If the one seen is a Sahabi, then the one seeing is a Tabi'i. Radiallahu anhum ajma'een. And that's who we mean when we say وَالتَّابِعِينَ بِهِمْ بِإِحْسَانِ. And so among those tabi'een of the Sahaba al-Kiram is Imam Abu Hanifa radiallahu anhu, because he saw some of the Sahaba. Who did he see? Imam Anas ibn Malik, for example. Sayyidina Anas ibn Malik. And he saw others such as Abdullah ibn Abi Awfa, and perhaps also Sahl ibn Sa'd al-Sa'idi in Medina, Abu Tufail Amir ibn Wafila in Mecca, Abdullah ibn Unais, the one who traveled a long way for 1 month just to see Jabir ibn Abdullah, to hear one hadith as we read last week. He also may have seen Abdullah ibn al-Harith ibn Jaz' al-Zabidi and Aisha bint Ajrad, the Sahabiya, radiallahu anhum ajma'in. And there are some narrations also that he may narrate from Anas and from others. But what is seems to be certain is that he did see Anas ibn Malik, and that is enough to make him a tabi'i. Among his teachers in hadith, let's quickly mention Al-Hasan al-Basri. Al-Hasan al-Basri, you may have heard of him before, and he is the one known as Al-Hasan. When you read in hadith that the Tabi'i layer is mentioned, and we say Al-Hasan, we mean Al-Hasan al-Basri. And Al-Hasan al-Basri of Basra is a very famous Imam of the Tabi'een, famous for his high piety and for his immense knowledge and for his standing in Hadith, and also for his standing in the as a spiritual leader and as a Zahid, a person of simple living and a person of Karamat. He was a wali, one of the awliya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Al-Hasan al-Basri. He died in the year 110. The people of Basra consider that he is the greatest of the tabi'in, Al-Hasan al-Basri. The people of Yemen consider who the greatest of the tabi'in? Uwais al-Qarani. Uwais al-Qarani. And the people of Hijaz consider Ibn al-Musayyab, Sa'id ibn al-Musayyab, as the greatest of the tabi'in. So you see, it depends on locality. But it gives you an idea that their rank is very high, you know. So Al-Hasan is one of them. And it is said that his mother took him as a child to Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu. And Sayyidina Umar made a dua for him, and he said, "Oh Allah, make him wise in the religion and beloved to people. Make him wise in the religion And beloved to people, look at this dua. Wise in the religion and beloved to people so that he can benefit them. Because he may be wise in the religion, but not beloved to the people, so how is he going to help them? So they have to love him, and then when they love him, they can benefit from him, because that wisdom will come to them. And this is a very important ingredient in pedagogy and in learning. If you don't love your teacher, if you don't love your sheikh, if you don't love the educator, how can that educator, teacher, sheikh benefit you? As much as they try, this will fall in deaf ears, because there is no love there. So the love of the student is for the teacher is more important than love of the teacher for the student. This is in Kitab al-Ibriz. And Sidi Abdul Aziz Dabbagh, as related by his student, he said this is one of the great secrets, that the student must love the teacher more than the teacher loves his student. Allahu Akbar. Otherwise, that's not going to benefit.